This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Weather is often news, and broadcast journalists like to latch on to terminology that dramatizes events. And one of those, bombogenesis or bomb storms, has gained media traction in recent years. What does it mean, Rick, and what's its origin?
The term a meteorological bomb is not new. Actually appears in the meteorological literature in the late 1970s. And it actually refers to the very rapid deepening of low pressure systems. The settled on definition now is that a storm deepens by at least 24 millibars in 24 hours. And why that's important is that it represents a very rapid strengthening of the storm, so that in particular, winds and waves will increase very rapidly, not just because the storm is moving along, but because the storm is intensifying so fast.
Are these bomb storms more common in certain geographic areas?
These, what we call in meteorology, extratropical cyclones or low pressure systems, they are fed and they grow by temperature differences primarily. And so over areas like the Gulf Stream or parts of the North Pacific, where there's a very strong change over a short distance in, say, warm air over the ocean and much colder air over the continents, as is typical in the cold season on North America and Asia, we've got the maximum amount of food for these storms, and so very rapid intensification.
Exciting and scary stuff. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.